Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have an observation and something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I like to do these little things where I bring up, you know, things I hear and see and we discuss it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a sister station next door. Altitude 92.5. Great station.
Sports.
Sports all day.
Yeah.
Points and stats. Talking about them baseball bats.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
That
Altitude.
Is what they do.
And there's a guy over there named, I don't even know his name, Mick Soundbar or something.
Mike Sanford.
Close.
Mick Sandwich.
Yeah.
Mike Sanford. That's his name, not Mick Soundbar. I don't see him a lot, okay?
You don't, yeah.
Because he's on after us.
Midday show.
10 to noon.
Yeah, so.
Over there.
Yeah, I don't get to see him a lot. So I will say, like, I hear him come in because we'll be doing something, you know, and I'll hear him come in the front doors. And so Mick Soundbar was a coach for CU. He's the coach of Valor.
Yeah.
And everyone here calls him Coach.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Coach!
Everybody calls him Coach.
You see him in the kitchen or something?
Yeah.
Coach, what's up, Coach? Hey, Coach. Coach this, Coach that. We're in an all-staff meeting. Coach, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
And then Mick Soundbar speaks up and says his piece.
It's Mike Sanford.
Mike Sanford.
Okay.
Whatever. And I'm uncomfortable by this.
You don't like that they call him Coach?
I don't like that they call him Coach. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to call him Coach.
I don't see you calling him Coach.
Hey,
yeah.
Coach, it's good to see you. Coach, we never cross paths. How are you, Coach? Why in the world would I call this guy Coach? And why is everyone else in this building calling him Coach?
I think it's
call him Mike.
I think it's a sign of respect, just because. Here's the thing. Mike Sanford has not just been coach at Valor and CU. I believe this man is coached in every single state we have.
17 different schools.
But guess what? Guess
17.
What? He's never coached me.
I know.
He's never coached a single employee in this building. Why are we calling him Coach?
I think it's just a sign of respect, because he is a coach. He is out there actively coaching. I mean, he coaches when
not coaching
that's
me.
The thing. He goes and does two-a-days, so he coaches in the morning.
Not coaching my kids.
The show, and then goes back and coaches. So this man is actively coaching.
Good for him.
As we speak.
So I think people he's coaching should call him Coach.
Yeah, but I think again, it's just like the nickname sticks. And I will absolutely agree with you in the sense that I believe he and I are about the same age. So it's weird for me to also say
exactly.
Yeah. Coach,
a
you know?
Coach is generally but, like a mentor to you, like in,
yeah.
in your youth, and you look up to them and they guide you and they teach you how to play sports ball, whatever it may be, and you call them Coach. What's up, Coach?
Yeah.
You see him years later, Coach, you know.
But that's the thing. If I
but
ever,
a coworker,
if you had
hey, Coach, did you bring
you know,
bagels in today, Coach?
Any of the major league coaches that we have in the city here roll through the building, I would call them Coach, wouldn't
yes,
you, Josh?
I would
like,
Coach Payton.
It is just
yeah.
a sense of no. respect I feel, and that's I have never called him Mike. I don't think I've ever called
well, it's Mick
Mike
Soundbar.
Sanford Mike. It's always coached me, and it's just...
You call him Coach?
I do call him Coach, yeah.
I can tell you with 100% certainty, I have never called him Coach, nor will I ever call him Coach.
No?
No.
Have you ever talked to him?
No.
I know. Do you talk to
I've seen him in passing. I'll see him out in the parking lot. You know, I'm leaving. He's coming in. I'll go, hey, John. Because generally, I don't even remember his name.
I know.
That's part of the problem,
you
too.
Don't.
I do call him Mick.
See, this is easier.
Hey,
you can call
Mick.
Him Coach. You'll never forget.
But I'm not
forget.
Calling him a coach because he's not my coach. He has not coached me in anything.
What if he does coach you?
Then at that point, I would call him a coach.
What if he's like, Jeremy, I'm going to train you on doing sprints right out here in the hallway.
No,
then
that's
will
just...
you call him coach?
No.
No?
No, but if I was involved with a team that I was on and he was the coach of the team, I'd probably call him coach. But even on a limited basis, I just feel like it would be in the sports setting. Then if we go out to dinner that night, me and my wife and him and his wife, I'm not going to be like, hey, Coach, what are you going to order?
Also, you have
let
never...
Let the coach order
that's
first.
That's a good point.
Like,
that's a great
quick,
point.
Real quick, though, you have never played sports growing
I
up,
I have
right?
played baseball for like 10 years.
Did
I played
you?
Soccer, yeah.
So you've been in the
you've
sports.
Had coaches.
So
I've
you
had
know
coaches.
What it is, the dynamic between a player and coach.
You bet. I mean, and it's not between coworkers and a guy named Mick Sandwich next
door. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me to call somebody coach. I mean, it's like now that you bring it up, I'm
no,
like,
I'm irritated.
Yeah, I guess maybe I would never call him Mike just because we call him coach. But I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
Maybe I'm on an island. This is like this is just a radio station problem. Like, no, I don't know. Yeah. Unless you're like working at Applebee's or something, and you got a guy that's working there with you, bartending, that's a little league coach in the afternoons. Are you rolling in saying, "Hey, coach, killer margaritas you're making there, bro"?
It's like Al Bundy, where he's like, where four touchdowns off at Polkai.
Yes.
Like, it's like that coach from back in the day. It. He just is always called coach.
So
what no
is
what.
The cutoff then? If you taught little league baseball for two seasons, you know, back in the 80s, are people still calling you coach? Like, when can you cut that off then?
I don't know. And then what do we call him after he's done coaching? Yeah, you're right.
Well, isn't
you
it the same thing Mick as like Soundbar is what you call him.
His name's Mike Sanford.
Mike Sandwich. Good old Mike Sandwich, coach.
Don't you call doctors doctor so and so?
Don't you call him doctor?
Even if it's not your doctor?
But he's my doctor.
But what
if he's not?
I don't call him doctor.
No, like if you're
why
a doctor,
would I do that?
Because if you're a doctor at a university, you still go, "Oh, I'm Dr. Joe," or whatever.
That's just them bragging about their doctorate. If I roll up and be like, "Hey, Joe, what's up, Joe? Hey, Joe." No, I'm not going to call him doctor. Again, I'm out to dinner. Doctor, why don't you order first?
It's so funny.
It's stupid.
It is kind of stupid. I don't really have a good rebuttal.
Also, I don't either. I just know that having worked in sports radio as long as I did, everyone
a
has
thing.
A nickname over there. You call
okay,
him
well, guess what?
That's
I have
it.
A nickname, too.
What?
And for, I want, hear ye, hear ye. I have
a
proclamation. I am currently in this building, the longest tenured employee. I'm the oldest.
You are.
I've worked here the longest out of everybody here. 22 years, okay? I'm essentially the king. So,
oh, no, okay. You're not.
Here's
no,
what
no,
I want.
Is, no,
the
no.
longest tenured person? Been around the longest? I want everyone here to call me Your Majesty.
No.
From here on out. Because I've been here longer than anybody else.
You don't get to what? Pick your nickname.
Yeah, you don't.
One.
Sorry.
And two.
That's a respect thing,
no,
right?
No, it's not. Nobody's
it's
calling you
Your Majesty from
no.
here on out.
You.
No.
Even Coach has to bow no. down and kiss the ring of Your Majesty.
I don't care if it's a throne. Take a seat, sir.
No. Your Majesty. And when we go
happening.
Out to dinner, you're going to look over me and say, "Your Majesty, you order first."
That's not happening.
Sire?
Disgusting.